podcast viewfinder.
I've never once been embarrassed that children have supported Nintendo. I'm proud of it. That's because children judge products based on instinct. Everyone wants to appeal to people's instincts, but it's not easy.
Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder episode
15.
15. Whoa. So if we were a person,
we'd be 15 years old.
We'd be
our
driving,
15 weeks.
Driving next year.
Man.
But as we are, we're a 15 week old podcast.
Yeah, so it's still baby in diapers.
Still pooping ourselves.
Oh man, oh, good old days.
All right, so just a few housekeeping, I don't know. So last week we were at camp. I know the sound quality wasn't as good. We had the same microphone, but we were in a different environment. This week we were at high school camp. Last week we were with middle school students. This week we're with high school students. We're at Sevierville, Tennessee. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So it's a nice place, wilderness of the Smokies. We're in the mountains, but we're also recording in a hotel room.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, it's a little bit better than last week's room.
Yeah,
a little bit better sound. Things that'll catch the sound. There's people making noise all around us, though. So if you hear like big bangs, it's probably students
that forgot their key card trying to get in our room. Yeah,
or doing things they're not supposed to.
So these next few weeks, we might have a special podcast for you next week, or might not.
Yeah, who knows? We'll know. Maybe.
And then also, just I want to start by thanking our listeners because we've had quite a few. We've had some people leave reviews, so that's great.
Yeah.
So
hey, thank you. We love reviews.
It helps because now when you search Podcast Viewfinder on podcasts,
we're number one.
I don't think we're number one.
You guys have to help us out. We got to get above that other one.
But there's another podcast. It's just called Viewfinder, but it's like Al Jazeera Radio or something.
Yeah.
But now when you search ours, like you actually see our picture in the first couple, and so
that's awesome.
They have one review. It's a one star. So we have six 5-star reviews.
They have one review and it's a one star.
Yeah. And so we have six ratings that are all
five-star. Hey, you guys are awesome.
And we've had four people leave comments. And so one guy, Big Bill 18, thanks. I don't know if I know you in real life or not, but I don't know who he is. But he left us a great thing. He said, I go as far to say, this is a part of his, as far to say that it's on the cutting edge of podcasts. Me and you, James, I can't believe it.
Hey, do what I can. That's just natural.
And then everybody that's written reviews has like been really nice. So Hannah Beth, thanks for finally writing a review.
Yes.
Of course, the Disappointed Sports Fan was on our podcast last week. So
that guy was awesome. It was a great show last week. If you didn't listen to it,
yeah.
If you can get around the sound quality,
go check it out. And then I had a friend of mine that was our camp speaker last week that talked to us about
our
podcast.
He's famous.
John McAllen.
You call him Johnny Mac?
Johnny Mac.
Johnny Mac, sorry.
Johnny Mac. What'd you say? Johnny MacBook?
Maco.
Johnny
Maco.
That's not a name. Johnny Mac. But he listened to the podcast and he heard our intro music and thought it was like done like by the people that make
our podcast.
Yeah, he
sponsored
thought,
or something.
Yeah, he thought it was like we were using some kind of server and they always played this intro thing. He's like, yeah. He's like, do your own podcast. Like, don't have it, not sponsored, but don't have it like on this server or whatever. Just use a server that you don't have to have that. I was like, no, that's our intro music made by Trevor Ryan. He goes, what?
Yeah, Trevor Ryan.
Yeah, one of our college students. And so you can listen to his stuff at SoundCloud.com, and then his name is Like Lions. It's one word.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, that's even cooler that it's done by a student. Like, he was like really impressed. So
he's working on a CD. So check out his stuff.
Trevor Ryan. But, okay.
So that quote was from Satoru Iwata.
Satoru Iwata.
So if you don't know that
name. The opening quote. Yeah.
If you don't know that name, well, he actually was the president of Nintendo. A couple days ago, he died. Which we're really sad about, because, I mean...
I know.
I thought it was fake news when I saw it, because I'm like, what?
I didn't even realize he was sick.
Yeah, so...
But what's neat about him is that he, like, took Nintendo in different places.
Yeah.
But as we talk about, because this is a podcast Viewfinder, we talk about worldview and how everything around us shapes our worldview. And so, for me, like, a lot of, like, my... my growing up years, I played video games. I still play video
games.
Yeah,
he's still growing up, though. So
still my growing up
years. Finding his place in life.
But just listening to like some of the stuff about his life, I looked at it and I was like, man, this is an interesting... he had an interesting life, right? Like, he did a lot of things that were...
No, I did not look up his life, so what did he do?
No, well, he kind of came on board Nintendo when it was going through, like, N64 did really bad. So there was, like, the regular Nintendo Entertainment System did great, Super Nintendo did really good, then N64 came out, and that was, like, when Nintendo knew they were great, and so, Sony PlayStation came out of that time, because they were supposed to have, like, a CD attachment on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, they're supposed to work together.
And then Nintendo's like, oh, sorry, we're not going to do that, and so Sony's like, you know what, I think we can do this on our own. So Sony went with the disc-based instead of the cartridge-based systems. Yeah. And now we know PlayStation 4. I am a big fan of PlayStation now. And so that kind of happened. Like, they kind of split and went separate ways. And then Sony said, well, we're going to do our own thing. But so when GameCube came around, Iwata was the one that, like, helped get it back to what Nintendo was known for.
And which was?
Just fun. Like it was simplicity. And so they wanted games that were easier to make.
I felt like that never left, though. And the N64 is still one of my favorite consoles of all time. It has the best games.
I agree. Still does. There were some great...
Yeah, GameCube was good. And then the Wii, redefining how you look at video games and play. And then the Wii U, which didn't sell so well.
Wii U has not done good. And then he was responsible for a lot of, like, the 3DS.
The handhelds.
So, he was like, his team was responsible for making Kirby. Right? Like, you know, Kirby, the little pink guy that eats things. So he wasn't the one that invented him, but he gave the team, he's like, hey, I want to make a game that's so simplistic that children want to play it, that their focus, like, and Nintendo, what I like about Nintendo is that their focus has always been on just, the fun aspect.
Fun factor.
Yeah. And so when he says, like, hey, that quote at the beginning about, I've never once been embarrassed that children have supported Nintendo, because, like, that's what a lot of the gamers, I'm going to say that in quotes, have been like, well, Nintendo's a kiddie system. Like, it's for little kids. But he's like, children judge our project based on instinct. And so they pick up a Wii remote and are immediately, like, playing a game. Like, oh, I like this. This is good. And so it's just been interesting to watch, like, what he's done. But one of the things, I read this article about him, he... like, was responsible for this fiasco at Nintendo, too. Like, when they launched, it was called the 3DS, and it just, launch was really bad. Yeah, it's good now, but, like their stock dropped. Yeah, everything went bad. But what he did in that process is he took a 50% pay cut, and, like, he took the blame. He's like, look, I did this. This is my fault. And so I want to make sure that people know that. And he, like, made it up to the people that bought the system. Like, he gave them a bunch of free games.
Yeah,
and he owned his mistakes, which in leadership is pretty rare. Like, one of our staff values at the church James and I work at, Bethel Church, is take the blame, pass the credit. And when you see that, like, lived out in people, it's interesting because I immediately recognize it now, because he's like, oh, I'm going to take a pay cut, 50%. That's a huge pay cut, like, until they got back to where they wanted. But it also showed, like, the stockholders and then the people that. Like Nintendo, they're like, you know what? I'm going to support this because this guy owns his mistakes.
They're very committed.
So, but we're sad to see him go, because he did a lot of good for
Nintendo,
pushing the video game industry and all that. And I know some of you don't like video games, but he was he's one of the greats. And so he died at 55 of cancer, I think. So which was sad. I didn't realize he was sick. So
we're going to take a moment of silence on the air.
Okay.
Did you hear that? That's an angel.
An angel flew over.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Man, if you don't know.
We take a moment of silence and angels are flying by.
That's episode 13. If you missed that, you can go back there and find out why angels fly over when there's a silence. But
lots Lots have been happening. How would you say that?
A lot has been happening.
There we go. English. Back to English. We are in Tennessee. I don't even know what that means, but we've been talking accent.
We're in the mountains. We've been talking hill speak all week. Yeah. Hey, we're got there.
There go all our Tennessee listeners.
Sorry, Tennessee. We love
you. No, we do. Really, really do.
You're the only
10. That's why we're here. You're the only 10 I see.
There you go.
See that? See what I just did there?
Good job.
So, we got to talk about this soon. Well, we got so much to talk about, right?
Yeah. So,
if you were alive last week, you would have noticed a big event called
Comic-Con.
Then I know there are some people who are all about Comic-Con. But at Comic-Con, you had all of these big, because we live in the age of
conventions.
No, I was going to say comic book movies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, comic movies.
That too.
So all these movies are getting these trailers out.
Yeah.
And so a big one, so, and a really long trailer.
Well, if you don't know what Comic-Con is, it's basically, so we talked about E3 a couple weeks ago, which is like the video game convention of the summer.
Yeah.
And this is the comic book convention of the summer. But it's more, it's like, it's more than comics, but yeah, it's like a bunch of movies.
Yeah, comic books, and movies, people dress up, cosplay. It's nuts. I've never been, but I hear people wait in line for days to just get into a hall.
I have a funny cosplay story in a minute, but what trailers came out that were really good?
Well, we can't just set up that way. We have to go through the trailers and then say if they're good, not say, hey, these are the good
ones. Okay.
All right. So Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. So there's been one trailer for this already.
I like that one a lot. Some people didn't.
Do you believe?
Yeah. What? You will.
So, yeah, but people don't like Ben Affleck as Batman.
I don't know why. Batfleck's awesome.
Batfleck. Ooh, I like
that. Yeah, he's mad Batman. He was sad Batman from the first trailer. Now he's mad Batman.
Well, you know why he's mad? Because he got a divorce from Jennifer Garner. I'd be mad too if she divorced me. So I don't know. So he was sad in the first one because his marriage wasn't doing well. Now he's just mad because they got a divorce. So his real life plays into it. But so this trailer looks incredible. I watched it. I was like,
I watched the movie.
So spoiler alert for the trailer. If you're one of those people, like, I don't watch any of the trailers because I'm talking to you, Andy. One of my friends.
Oh, calling out.
Yeah, because he's like, I don't watch any trailers. Like when we go to the movies, like he'll cover his eyes and ears, like for the first, like for the trailers. Like you're a weirdo.
What?
Here's his thought. He's like, I want to see the movie.
Yeah.
And I want to be surprised by it. Like, I want that element of surprise, and so I don't want to know, oh, I haven't seen this scene yet, so this is still going to happen. And so he doesn't want to know what's going to happen, because a lot of times the trailers show some of the best parts, right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, I know I'm going to go see this movie, so I don't want to watch any of the trailer. So, spoiler for the trailer, what was your favorite part of the trailer?
Oh, man. When he kicks him through, a window. When I say he, I mean Batman kicks Superman through a window. He, like, jumps on top of him, and he's in this, like, iron suit. He's like Iron Man, but not really. And, secondary. I liked it when Superman flies down and rips the door off the Batmobile.
That was my favorite. Because he, like, pulls both of them off and, like, uses them as shields or something.
You're like, wait a minute.
He just rips the doors off the Batmobile.
If Superman ripped the door off of our room right now, I think I would be scared. But Batman's not.
Kicks him through a wall.
Yeah, that's right.
So I haven't seen the Superman movie. What was it, Man of Steel?
Yeah.
So apparently this, like, takes place right after that.
Yeah.
So in Metropolis or whatever,
Some stuff during.
There's a big fight, yeah.
And we didn't even know.
So you didn't know this was going on, but there was some stuff behind the scenes. You're like, oh, I didn't realize this was happening. So, because Batman and Superman exist in the same universe in the comics.
They do. And this one's interesting because these two cities that they both are at are sister cities.
They're
Gotham. Right next to each other, like right across a river.
Okay. So when I watch the trailer, the thing that, like, comes up, because people are mad at Superman because he kind of destroyed a lot of Metropolis.
Yeah.
But he was fighting a guy that was going to destroy it anyway. So you're like,
doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, but people have to pay for their crimes, right? Like, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Because 24, that's one of those shows I look at that and I kind of see some similarities in the fact that, like, Jack Bauer has to make these crazy decisions about, am I going to save this person and allow all these other people to die? Or am I going to let all these other people live, and this one person dies, and he has to make these like hard decisions, and then like in the end, though, like it kind of catches up with him. Like he gets in trouble because he's like killed a lot of people, but he's doing it to save the world.
Good, right? So it should be okay.
So now, so should Superman have to own up for like the destruction he caused?
So you're saying, does the end justify the means?
Yeah, so does the ends justify the means? Like that's like the age old question, right?
A lot of people died actually in that fight. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have helped it. I mean, really, that fight, like, because I mean, General Zod, spoiler alert, he's not alone when he comes to the planet, and he does have stuff that really destroys Metropolis, and people are dying, and so you're like, well, Superman isn't that powerful because General Zod can do everything he can do.
Yeah, so I don't understand why...
So can they really hold him accountable?
I don't understand why Superman just doesn't fly backwards so fast that he reverses time.
Everybody knows that's...
That's in the first
Superman
movie.
Everybody knows only Flash can do that.
That's in the first Superman movie, they do that. And then they do it in Superman 2, like the like editor's cut or something. I don't know. Those movies are fantastic with Christopher Reeves. So, so I don't know why he just didn't fly backwards and reverse time. Because he can do that. That's what, like, they made Superman so...
overpowered?
Yeah, OP, as we say in the gaming industry.
Yeah. Aw, yeah. That's OP.
So, okay, you talked about cosplay.
Yeah, so, cosplay. So what is cosplay?
Do
people even know that? First off, cosplay is where they dress up like their favorite.
Play.
Yeah.
That's what cause is short for.
So we call it cosplay. Most of you call it costume.
Costume.
Dressing up, what you would do on Halloween. We do it all the time.
You say we. I don't.
I don't either. Yeah. I just wanted people. Because our listeners dress up. If I was to dress up, I would totally dress up like a Jedi Knight. What?
So, you
have a friend.
I got this guy. So, yeah, no, I was at a grocery store, and I'm checking out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I have a t-shirt on that has, it's a Adidas Star Wars shirt. It's
kind of like, what?
It's New York-y. My brother got it for me. So in it, there's a, like, Darth Vader or whatever. So I'm checking out, and the cashier guy is like, first of all, he's got, like, slick back hair.
So he's a hipster.
And thick glasses.
Hipster.
I was thinking that, but it's more, I'm going to say nerd, okay?
Geek.
So, geek, nerd. Yeah, so...
You're a geek.
So, well, nerds are like board gamers and video gamers. I guess I would be a nerd.
I thought geek was a board
gamer. Geek's more like...
smart people?
I don't know.
Nerd.
Hey, you can write it to us at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com and tell us what's the difference between a geek and a nerd.
Yeah, I would like to know. Personally, I don't. Like
So podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Tell us what the difference between a geek and a nerd is. And the best response, we'll read it. I don't know. So, so he's like, geek. He's like, I was looking at your shirt. But he didn't say if he liked my shirt. Like, he wasn't a comment. It's like, I was looking at your shirt. I'm like, okay. He also had that kind of, like, he was the guy that, like, whenever, like, somebody makes fun of Star Wars, like, no, yes, I love Star Wars. Like
that's how a voice sounds.
Like,
huh?
This was that guy. Like, he kind of had a nasally voice.
Oh.
He's got thick glasses. He's got, like, slick black hair. And I hope he's a listener, because I loved this encounter. Like, I was so happy afterward, like, because it was just a great encounter. He's a nice guy.
I was happy.
So he goes,
for you.
So he's like, Are you excited about December or whatever when the new Star Wars movie's coming out? I was like, oh yeah, I can't wait. And he's like, oh man, I've got my costume ready. He's like, I'm gonna take my lightsaber and wear my robe. And I was like, are you you dress up when you go to the movie? He's like, yes. Oh man, it's like my girlfriend's into cosplay too, so she's got a full Sith outfit and a full Jedi outfit. I was like, you're gonna be the Jedi, right? He's like, of course. And so and he's like, yeah, I got this lightsaber. He's like, it's a $120 lightsaber. It's like a fluorescent light in plastic casing, and like when you wave it makes a noise.
Yes.
I'm like, oh man, that's crazy. Like, but then my brother, he made one like out of metal and this other substance. He's like, because he's into metallurgy and gems. He's like, he got that in the family. I got the musical abilities.
What? Metallurgy.
Metallurgy. Like, those who work with metals. Metallurgy and gems.
I'm a metallurgist. metallurgists.
So I said, oh, so you play music? I was like, did you play the Star Wars theme song? Like, I was kind of like, well, I don't know what to say.
You're joking around, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, John Williams is my hero. Yeah. He's the guy that wrote the score for the Star Wars movies.
I didn't know that until this story. So.
You didn't really know that?
Nope.
John Williams, he's done like a lot of huge movie scores.
Well, it's his hero, so now I know.
So he, oh man, he said that, and I was like, all right,
is
see you later.
Real?
But, no, it was like, you're the guy that when people make fun of Star Wars, like, that's him. Like, he's...
He doesn't care. He's got passion.
My brother's in the metallurgy and gems.
Gems.
So...
Like, what is he working with gems for? He's a thief. He steals diamonds.
Yeah. Jewelers and stuff. Thief. But are you a guy that dresses up when you go to movies? Like, if there's a big movie, like, will you dress up for the Star Wars movie?
Yeah, I get my suit out. Going like a tux.
You're in cosplay.
All right, let's do this. Nope. Nah, I like looking at those people, but I'm not cool enough to.
I'm trying to think. I dressed up for one. What did I dress up for? I don't remember. Maybe for one of the Harry Potter movies. I don't know. I would have supported
you. Harry
were Potter.
Probably Harry Potter. Yeah, hey, yes, no. Right. That's a devil. Tomorrow's a big day.
What's
Prime Day?
Prime Day.
Yeah, Prime Day. So you can get Harry Potter. Not saying you should, but Harry Potter books could be 50% off on Amazon. So
no,
they're a sponsor.
Amazon's not a sponsor. But yeah, guys, what's their 20th anniversary of Amazon Prime?
Something like that.
Which is crazy. Like, the internet hasn't been around 20 years.
Maybe 20 years of them being around, not Prime. I feel like Prime's newer.
Yeah. So, I know... I try to think what I've dressed up for, and I don't know that there's too many, but like that, I like going on opening nights of movies, like those big movies, like the Marvel movies, because people dress up and it's fun. Like, you dress up, Star Wars movies, people are gonna be dressed up.
They're just people, you know, having a good time.
I do like to make fun of Star Wars people, but I went to a Star Wars convention in Indianapolis when the second movie opened. I want to say second. Yeah. It's the episode 2. I don't even remember the name
of it. Episode 2. This is the newer ones.
Yeah. So it was after that one with Jar Jar Binks. Oh, man. Worst character ever. Misa Qui-Gon! Just shut up! Shut up, Jar Jar Binks!
My gosh.
Okay.
My ears.
Yeah, so Star Wars coming out, we're talking about that. So Batman vs. Superman. Then, this trailer was leaked because they weren't supposed to show it yet. But then
they show it. So at Comic-Con, people get to see it, right? Because they go to the convention. So they don't release it to the public. But they're like, hey, you're here, all 6,000 of you, whatever. And they show it off. And this one has a connection, which, I didn't know how to feel about it. But Suicide Squad.
Yeah, so it's called that because... It's like bad guys from the DC universe. So it's people like Harley Quinn, who's like a bad guy with Joker or whatever. Deadshot, I think he's from Green Arrow. Like, there's a bunch of different bad guys that they've all captured. So like the good guys, the superheroes, capture them, put them in this jail. Well, then this lady takes them. I think she puts like a bomb implant in their brains or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something crazy. So they put the bomb implant in their brains, and then they have to go do like these secret covert ops. And if they try to get away, then she blows up their heads. So,
and they die.
Yep. And so that's why they're called the Suicide Squad, because at any time she can kill
suicidal
them.
Missions, too. Yeah. It's like, hey, you're going on the hardest missions, and either way, you could die. So you try to leave, you die. You could die doing it. So, yeah. So, we got to see our first glimpse of the new Joker.
Yeah. So, Jared Leto, which I'm not really sure what he's... done.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Like a month back or whenever they released a picture of him, everybody was skeptical, of which they finally showed him in action. And so his quote is, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to hurt you really, really bad.
Yeah, he looks creepy as Joker.
Yeah, different take on it.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit darker. So, we didn't talk about that with the Batman versus Superman.
Well, that's what this series is going after. They're going after more the dark side of it, as opposed to Marvel, who's going after the more, hey, we got humor and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But dark and gritty seems to be where DC is taking this.
Because that's what happened with the latest Batman movies, and that worked for them, because people loved those. And so I guess they're continuing down that path. Yeah. So is this Bruce Wayne? Is this Batman?
Bruce Wayne being older. So he is older in this film, and actually he's been around for a while. He's seen a lot, And he's tried to clean up the city, and I guess it's gotten worse. You could see from the trailer, if you watch, spoiler alert, Robin probably is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because we see Robin's old outfit.
So does this relate at all to the Christopher Nolan movies?
No, totally different. All right. I dropped that, and they're starting over, because that's what they do.
But I want to say something that I didn't like about this trailer was that, like, Wonder Woman, there's, like, some other characters. And I'm not real familiar with the DC Universe. So I, like, see those, and I'm like, wait, I want them to have their own movies first before they're... Because that's what Marvel did, I think, really well.
Yeah.
Is that they, like, had an Iron Man movie, and then Captain America, and then Captain Thor. Planet. And, oh, wait.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Nobody? No?
Earth!
Come on.
When?
I always want... When I watched that show, I was like, oh my gosh, I want one of those rings.
Yeah, because you...
Because I have power.
I don't remember what that show was about. I remember, like, and they saved a whale or something.
And then, like, who is that main guy when they combine? When you combine all your forces, and this guy shows up, and he's like, super guy.
Wasn't it Captain Planet?
Yeah, it was. And you're like, wait. So where are you when the rings aren't combined?
They're doing their own... Oh, Captain Planet?
Yeah.
He's like... He goes... he has a little island that he goes...
He's got spiky hair, right?
Just hangs out. And, yeah. Where's the Captain Planet movie? That's what I really want. I think I remember one episode where this guy, like, was granting people wishes. When he'd make the wishes, he'd, like, use the Earth's resources to create whatever the guy wished for. So he's like, I want $1 million. And he'd, like, take all the Earth's resources. And he's like an evil genie... Captain Planet had to stop him and save pollution. So
I'd be okay with it. You know what? Yeah, Captain Planet. He's got green hair. It looks like he could be the Joker.
The Joker, yeah. Maybe that's what happened. So in his spare time, he's the Joker, and then when they combine, he's like, takes off his makeup and goes back.
Stuff.
So the Joker's secret identity is Captain Planet. Yeah, nobody
figured it out.
We did.
You guys are the first to hear this. Breaking news.
Captain Planet, and half our listeners probably don't even know who Captain Planet is.
Oh, you guys check it out.
It's a great old cartoon show.
Yeah.
So, wait, you said how many people did you say were at the Comic-Con?
That's like 120,000 or something like
that. Oh, okay. I thought you said like 600 or something. But that's
in no, 6,000. So each one, there's the rooms, the lab halls where these people. So like, obviously, the most popular ones were Star Wars or Batman versus Superman. And so those are the ones who got the most attention. But there's a lot more that came out of it. But that's probably the ones we're going to talk about today.
So. Okay.
We're going back to your question a long time ago. Does the end justify the means?
And that's like a lot of like plots of movies, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a guy's like, I'm trying to do good.
Yeah.
And because nobody like considers himself a bad person, right? Like
I'm the hero of this story. I mean, that's your whole worldview is I am on the good side.
I'm going to do, the good thing.
I'm a protagonist.
But then at the end, like, okay, they're trying to do this. And so Superman trying to help people out. But in the process, like, ends up, like, a lot of buildings are destroyed, people are killed, all that stuff. He's trying to save lives, and he does save lives, but then people are like, wait, we didn't ask you to come here. Like, if you wouldn't have come here, these other people wouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
So now they're like...
Well, then all this power, how can we trust you? We don't know if we can trust you. How do we know that you won't turn out to be a bad guy?
Yeah, and then if he is a bad guy, who's going to
stop
you?
How do we stop him?
And that's where Batman gets his super suit that has glowing eyes.
Yeah, so Batman's like, we can't trust him. He's got to be stopped.
So, but does he, like, that? That's always the question. Like, if I'm going to do something, and I know it's going to be good, like, it's going to be a good outcome, but I have to do something bad, I think that's what people cheat, right? Like, I'm going to cheat on my test, or my taxes, or on my husband or wife, or whatever. Because you think, like, the ends, there's going to be a better thing that comes out of it in the end, instead of... I told you, somebody might knock on the door.
That just happened.
But they think like, oh, the ends, it's going to be okay. Like, this is going to be all right. And so the means, it's a bad thing to cheat on a test or whatever. But you're like, oh, but it's going to be okay in the end. And they're like, no, you did something wrong to get there. You still are doing evil things.
Yeah.
So why, like, you can't do that. So, I don't know. But,
You don't know. So what? So what's the answer? Does the end justify the means?
It does not. But I say that, but it's not black and white sometimes. Because there's sometimes you're like, oh, man, what, like, it's hard. There's tough questions out there, James. Speaking of questions, there are tough questions. Our theme of camp this year, so we're at high school camp this week, and the theme is questions.
Yeah.
And I really like questions. This because... So we're completely switching topics, but
I love it. You had a great transition.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so we're switching into this about camp because last week we were talking about are you here?
Yeah,
you are here. Talking about God, but this week we're talking about questions, and the whole idea behind camp is like that. Sometimes the questions, the most important questions that we need to ask, we're afraid to ask them, and so that's why, like, that's part of why we do this podcast, because we want people to be able to. To ask questions, and you can ask your questions at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Email some questions if you have stuff. But like one of our listeners on the review, she said, she's like, how like possible topic ideas? Like, how do you use pop culture to talk to people about Jesus without making Jesus jukes? So,
yeah.
How do you describe a Jesus juke, James? Like, what's a Jesus juke? You're not going
to
tell me?
I was listening for the angels. I do that a lot. So earlier you gave one about me.
What?
Not me, but you were talking to a student. What did you say? I don't even remember. He said it was Jesus juke.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Would Jesus do that?
No, it was, he was talking about not having, some, like his water wasn't like cold enough or something. And I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, there's some people around the world that don't have any water. So, but that wasn't necessarily a Jesus juke because I didn't bring Jesus into it.
If you had living water, you wouldn't need water.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So,
or like, or like on forums, sometimes I'll be on forums and like, you're like, oh, you're talking about video games or something. And somebody's like, well, what if we talked about Jesus as much as we talk about video games? Then where would we be? And they're like, oh, come on.
So
like,
you're saying, you're telling me that's not good to do that?
No. because it... The media and stuff portrays Christians already bad enough. Like, and when you completely derail a conversation, like when people are having a good conversation. So this listener is actually asking, like, how do you transition that? And I think, like, how do you make it so you're not doing this Jesus juke? Like, oh well, what's the movie we saw recently?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. So like. Oh, yeah, well, you know who created your emotions? Jesus. Jesus created your emotions. God created you to be an emotional being. Like, that would kind of be a Jesus to you, because you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's just like out of left field. But I think the answer to this is questions.
Yeah.
Because when you start asking people questions, and they're giving you the answer. So if you're like, well, why do you think we have certain emotions that control us more than other emotions? And
yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's like, or what emotion controls you the most? And so you start like drawing out of them until they start talking about that. And then you're like, you know who saved my emotions? Jesus. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, but yeah, you don't want to like totally just, oh, I'm just there. Yeah, I guess in my mind, you earn the right to be heard.
Yeah.
And so at some point, with any deep thing or with anything, eventually you can get a conversation to lead somewhere, and then you find an opening, like they'll give you an avenue or an opening, or what do you think, or something like, don't make it so abrupt where you're like, that doesn't connect.
Yeah, so because when it's like out of left field completely, it seems like you're like, it's almost a sales pitch, right?
Yeah,
like the only reason you're having a conversation with them is because you're trying to get them to believe in Jesus and follow Jesus, and yes, you want that to happen, but it's got to be like done in a way that's like, I mean, if you look at how Jesus did it, he asked questions. Like the woman at the well is like, hey, can I have some water?
And she's like, why are you talking to me?
He's like, well, if you knew who I was, you would be asking me for water. And she's like, you don't have any. He's like, I have water. Yeah.
Go get your husband. Oh, I don't have a husband. You're right. You've had five husbands. And the one you're with now isn't. And then she's like, oh, you're a prophet. And so, yeah, those leading questions. So
ask questions.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about at camp. And I really like this because it's geared towards high school students.
Yeah.
And.
Because they ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. And I mean, last night, like we have small groups that we're talking through, and like they brought up a lot of good questions. And so, but I think sometimes the church is like, here's the answers. You got to believe this.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to ask questions like that. And that shouldn't be, because I mean, the disciples are always asking questions. They're always like, where are we going to get this food from? What are we going to do? And like, their questions are like, Jesus answers them like, yeah, have faith, like believe me, trust in me and all this stuff. Yeah. And so, but at the same time, like he lets them ask their questions. He lets them explore and all that. And so we've got to give places for people to ask questions.
Yeah.
Are you going to?
Well, I mean, you're just talking about Jesus and I think it comes down to the relationship. So they have a relationship. And even though sometimes the questions that they ask, they quite don't get the answer they want or understand, I think they have faith because of the relationship. So really, in a student's life, it's very important to be like, okay, what's your relationship? And because if with my parents or somebody, they do something or say something, I'm like, well, I've got this question. They didn't really give it to me, but I'm going to believe them anyway because I trust them because I have this relationship. And yeah. So, I mean, it's so important if you're like, don't know who Jesus is and don't have a relationship and you have this question, then your response may not be like, oh, well, that's not good. Or your response may be, that's not good enough for me. And you might reject it. But if you've got that relationship and you're seeking after that relationship, I think, I mean, with those genuine questions, they've got to understand that, I mean, even though this isn't the greatest answer, I trust Christ. And so, I mean, it's tough that a lot of people don't like questions because we don't like to not have answers. That's why we've shut them down over a long time.
Yeah. And last night it was Stuart Hall that was talking, and he was talking about like even our own life, like we're afraid to ask questions at times because we probably know the answer and we don't want to hear that answer. Yeah. Right? Like if you're like, okay, should I sneak out of my house or not? Should I go do this with this person? Like, you know that answer, so you're not going to ask your parents that question.
And justifies the means. I get to see this person.
Yeah, I get to hang out with who I want to. I can date who I want, yeah. Mom and dad. But the guy that was speaking last night, Stuart Hall, he said this. When we don't have a good view of ourselves, we either don't ask questions or we ask the wrong questions.
Yeah.
And I like that because it comes back to, like, it was worldview. Like, how do we view ourselves? Like, you view yourself based on, a lot of times, the world around you. And so... Yeah. If the world around you says, hey, here's a magazine in the Walmart aisle, and you got to look like this girl on the front of it. Women, a lot of times, like, that's their image. They're like, oh, I need to be like this person. Like, I had a really good friend in middle school that, like, thought I didn't like her because of her looks. And she's like, I thought you wanted me to look like this person. I'm like, no. Like, I don't know, like, why you got that in your mind even. Because, like, the person she named was like, I don't know. What? Yeah. Like, that, but it was crazy to me. But it's that thing, right, that, like, like, we start viewing ourselves based on what we think, and we don't ask those questions.
Yeah.
So instead of her saying, hey, do you want me to do like look like this person? Would that make you like me more? I'm like, no. Like, I like you for who you are. Like, that, like, you can't.
I actually don't like you at all. It doesn't matter how you look.
But it's not. So as I, like, think about those things, I'm like, we've got to ask those questions. Like, we've got to help students ask those questions.
Yeah.
And, like, part of why we do this podcast is because I think a lot of times students have questions about the world around them and multimedia stuff and pop culture and all that. And, you know, instead of asking those questions, they just take it in and don't think about it. And they don't have that filter. And so hopefully through this, like, that you'll start asking those questions. Is this good for me to take in? Is this something that when I take it in, if this comes out of me, is this going to be something that glorifies people around me? Does it build others up? Does it reflect who I am in Christ? I don't know. So, do you have something to add to that, or?
No, that's good.
But so he said there's three questions that are, like, three questions to wrestle with. And these are questions that shape your worldview.
Yeah.
First was, what do you think about when you think about God?
Yeah.
The second one was, who do you think God really is?
Yeah.
And three, does your definition of God reflect who Jesus is? So that was good, mm-hmm. because I know some students struggle, especially like reading the Old Testament. Like, we've had several students question us because the God of the Old Testament seems sometimes mean and harsh.
Yeah, harsh.
And like, oh, he just wiped out this whole city.
Yeah.
And like, you read that and you're like, oh, but Jesus, like, he's love. Like, Jesus is like, love everybody. Love your neighbors, yourself. Love God. Love. And you're like, but he said, but Jesus is God. And so when you see Jesus, you see God. And so you're like, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, so you see it lived out, and you're like, oh. And so those questions, again, are, well, what do you think about when you think about God? It's a variation on an A.W. Tozer quote. The second one was, who do you think God really is, and does your definition of God reflect who Jesus is?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then you're off a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I thought those were great questions because it makes you think about those things and it makes you, like, it almost forces you to, what's my worldview?
Yeah.
Because if I, like, for the, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't believe in God, like, ask that question. Like, what do you think about when you think about God? And if so, why? Like, what shaped that view?
Yeah. And how does that line up with Jesus? What you can read about Jesus and what you view about God, is it congruent?
Yeah. And because I think about that, because a lot of times, like, our view of who God is based on other Christians, other people that follow God.
Other people. I mean, it's based on popular media. So, Hey, this is what they have said, so God must be that way. But that isn't the case at all. And so...
Well, Discovery Channel is always talking about, like, oh, the real Jesus, or this stuff didn't happen in the Bible. But, sorry, I didn't know.
That's it.
Oh, but... So, as I was thinking about that, there was an article I saw one of my friends posted on Facebook, but it was from Christianity Today, and it came out yesterday, the article did, and it's by Ed Stetzer, who I think I like that guy. He writes some pretty smart stuff, but the title of it is "An Embarrassing Week for Christians Sharing Fake News," and then the little subtitle is "Don't Believe Everything You Read on the Internet. You embarrass us all when you do." And so,
it's true.
Because we talked about it a few episodes ago, but the whole, like, Supreme Court decision about gay rights and gay marriage and all that happened.
Yeah.
And the Christian response wasn't the greatest, especially on Facebook. Like, you see things and all this stuff. I was thinking about this the other day because last week we talked about Daniel at our camp. And there was a thing about Daniel. Daniel's a guy in the Bible that kind of defied the law of the land. Like, the law was, you got to pray to this king. And he's like, he went up to his room. He said when he found out that was the new law, he went up to his room and prayed to God 3 times a day, just as he had done before.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a reaction. It wasn't like, oh, Daniel's like, I'm going to stick it to the man. I'm going to pray to God now. Like, no. And I feel like that's how... Like, a lot of Christians are like, oh, I'm going to respond. I'm going to, like, you can't tell me, yeah, this is wrong, and so I'm going to do this and throw all this stuff out there and emotionally vomit all over Facebook. Like, sorry, isn't that a great term? But
what's on my mind, here it is, boom.
Yeah, no filter. But Daniel didn't respond. Like, he was faithful. Like, when he got thrown in, so as a result, he got thrown into this den of lions, and God saved him from it. But it was that, like, he was like 80, maybe 90. Like, he's like 80 years old when this happens.
Yeah.
And so this was like a pattern in his life. Because I think back to, like, oh, when prayer, you can't pray in school anymore or whatever. Like, there's a huge reaction, right? Oh, we're going to pray in school anyway. You can't tell us.
You didn't pray in the first place.
Yeah, were you praying in school before? Oh, now that that's, like, taken away from you, now you're going to react to it. But that's what I like about Daniel. Like, he didn't react. Like, he just kept doing what he was doing. He stayed faithful to God despite all the craziness that was going on around him. And so when I see this stuff, it reminds, like, it's just almost like a reaction.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad and I've got to do something about it. So I'm going to...
Which doesn't help, because people on the outside are like, well, you didn't care about it anyway, so you're a hypocrite.
Now you care.
It never mattered in the first place. You didn't care. Your life didn't reflect it. And so, yeah, if you want... I think the biggest thing that Christians can do is just be faithful to God.
Right.
Hey, this is what he's called us to do. Do it. Don't...
Live in that way. And when you, like, send out these stupid fake articles...
Because
that tagline, you embarrass us all when you believe everything on the internet, because there's a lot of made up stuff on the internet. And I still get emails from my mom every once in a while, like, oh, you got to change your key code on your clicker into your car, because people are using that to get in your house.
That hasn't happened yet. Not happening.
Or that email, like, oh, be careful in Target parking lots, because their van drives by, and they're like, oh, we need help. You go over there, and they punch you in the face and kidnap you. Like, what?
That actually happened. Yeah.
Don't go to Target, kids. It's the devil. That red bullseye.
It's like Monster.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
All right. So the two news articles that were going around was pastor arrested for refusing a same-sex marriage. And so I'm just going to read this. He's like, okay, so what should you do when you see a story like this? This is a quote from Ed Setzer's article. Well, first, if pastors are going to jail for a ruling last month, you should be suspicious. Okay, not really. You should be totally incredulous. So, like, this isn't going to happen that fast, is what he's saying. But then he's like, if you go and, like, look at the source and all the other stuff, because he said it was from NBC.com.co. And then he's like, go look at the other stuff on their website, because the other ones were just, like, nonsense words.
Yeah.
And so he's like, this is not a real...
This is made up for just this. And it probably is. Somebody's like, hey, let's trick Christians. Social experiment. Oh, look, they're all...
Or it was a Christian that was like, oh, this. It was a response. I don't know. We don't know who made it. Yeah. But it was a reaction like, oh, this is what's going to happen now. And so they're going to put it out there or whatever. And then there's another one about a Bible lawsuit where this guy sued Zondervan, who publishes a lot of Bibles. And he was suing it because there were verses on there about homosexuality. They're offensive. So he's suing Zondervan. And so...
But this happened...
Yeah.
7 years ago.
This is a real thing that happened, and it was immediately thrown out because it was so dumb.
Yeah, they're like, this is ridiculous. And the judge is...
Yeah. So he said, here's what... So maybe you're out there, maybe you're a student or a parent, and you've posted some stuff on there. And so he said, here's how to fix a false rumor that you spread. And he said, first, post a retraction. Secondly, don't excuse it by saying, well, it might be true, or well, there's something like that.
Or it could happen, or will happen.
Yeah. He said, don't say that. The first one, post a reaction, he said, this takes humility. He said, because you have to, like, admit that, like...
You're wrong.
Yeah.
That's tough to do. No one likes to say, I'm wrong. You're right.
Yeah. And especially, like, when, like, you have friends on the opposite side of that, when you posted that article, they make all these comments about it, and then you come back and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong to post that article. I didn't do research, and it was not a true article. And then the third one is be less gullible next time. And he quotes Proverbs 16:16, get wisdom. How much better is it than gold? And get understanding. It is preferable to silver. And so he said, and then it says, but you may think I'm not wise. I get fooled by this stuff all the time. That's okay. James 1:5 says, now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives it all generously, gives to all generously and without criticizing, and it will be given to him.
Yeah.
And so then he makes this, and this is where it hits home, right? He says, this is Leviticus 19:11. You must not steal. You must not act deceptively or lie to one another. And he says, lying is wrong. Don't lie, even if you don't mean to, and make it right if you do. So, like, you putting that out there is lying.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do proper research. It's a false article. And so, like, well, I didn't mean to. Like, it doesn't matter. It's still a lie.
Yeah.
And so that was That's a big one. And then he says, don't post what you can't confirm. If you can't back up the story, then don't put it out there. And so, I don't know, because I see, like, there's articles on there, like, on my Facebook feed all the time, because there's a lot of people I know that are very much, right-wing. there's all these articles about Obama doing this and Hillary Clinton doing this. And you're like, okay, are these true or not? And some of them I'll read, some I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just get kind of tired of it because it just seems like a reaction. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Oh, we're all blowing up. Like, yeah, who's the king of your kingdom? Is it Obama and Hillary? Is it... Who is it? Is it God himself? And
Jesus.
So, so, if God is our ruler, then, like, are we going to allow that to... Like, are we going to let him rule us? Or are we going to be afraid all the time? Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power. And I read that verse, and I'm like, we're afraid all the time of like all this stuff. Like, no, like, the Bible made it clear that the end of days, like, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. Like, when things do get worse, we shouldn't be surprised by it. We're like, oh yeah, this was in the Bible. But I don't know. So just be wise about what you post.
That's right.
And everything. So I don't know. Okay. Do you have anything else to add on that?
Not on that. I just laugh when I see some stuff on it. I'm like, man, that's crazy. I can't even read. Well, it does. The more you don't check, the more mistakes you'll make, the less credible you'll be to people. Because I just pass people. I'm like, it's probably one of those articles. And I just pass it up in their feed. They've lost credibility for me because they're so... This is their mindset. I already know their view. And so they can't speak to me anymore. And so that can happen. If you do that, and if you post in such a way, you're going to lose what chance you could have talked to people. And, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. And going back to that the listener that asked, like, hey, how can we make it so it's not a Jesus juke? Yeah, the credibility factor is huge. Like, if you build up that relationship with that person and build that trust, then they're going to...
Yeah.
They'll trust you. Like, we talked about that. So, we had leader training by a guy named Reggie Joyner, who's excellent. And he said one of the things.
He listens to the podcast.
Yeah, Reggie Joyner's a big fan. So is Ben Affleck. So, hopefully, he's not sad about his divorce. Batfleck.
That's not confirmed yet, is it?
I don't know.
I feel like we're getting a hard time. Hey, if you need help in counseling,
Ben. You can write podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Yeah, you know what? I didn't confirm that article, so it might be a lie.
Oh my gosh, now we're going to retract it and the team.
Oh, no!
We're learning stuff.
I'm that person.
Let's take that person.
Let's take a moment to let angels fly overhead. Okay,
there's two.
Forgiveness bombs. Oh my gosh. I didn't even confirm it. It was on the internet, so it must be true, right? So this student keeps calling me, so hopefully he's not dead. Just kidding. He wouldn't be dead.
He wouldn't be dead, or would he?
All right. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, the credibility thing. So when you build up that trust, so Reggie said, how is a student going to trust God if they can't trust you first?
Yeah.
So
that's huge. Like what?
Yeah. And he was talking about that with children's ministry, but it's true for everything. Like students aren't going to trust God if they can't trust us. It's like, oh wait. James does what? Like, I don't know.
I don't do that.
That guy's shady. He does what?
I do what?
So,
do what?
Okay. This is completely switching subjects, right? Like, boop, boop, boop. All right.
What happened?
It's time for
Goes the culture. So, this is where we
pop goes the culture.
We look at all the popular stuff right now. So, a couple big things. One is on Billboard's top 100. Hot 100, sorry.
Hot 100.
See You Again's not number one.
What?
Yeah,
what is it?
It's dropped down to number two.
Oh, no. What took its place?
Yeah, so Cheerleader by OMI. OMI.
OMI. Well, I don't even know this song.
I haven't listened to it either.
Wait,
so
we didn't even look up the lyrics. You didn't tell me this.
But yeah, Cheerleader. It's been rising slowly. My song dropped down. It's number seven.
James' song is
Shut Up and Dance.
And my song
is
Honey,
fight
song.
Good.
No, Fight Song. Fight Song is my new song.
I didn't see that.
It's Fight Song?
Here. Fight Song. What's that one called?
I don't know. I think it's called Fight Song.
Fight Song. It's number eight. It's right behind mine.
Ooh, is it coming up?
It is. It raised two. So that's happening. And while Chris looks that up, I am going to tell you about some movies.
Okay, so what were the movies this week?
Minions, if you haven't seen it, it's gotten decent scores.
I want to take my kids.
So it follows the little guys, those little funny dudes.
Yeah, Minions.
Yeah, Minions. They're called. From
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me. And yeah, so looks pretty funny. Actually, I had not seen a preview.
Oh, there is some thunder going on.
Oh, my goodness. Like, we are actually,
hopefully,
we are recording this for you guys
in a thunderstorm.
Could be worse. Could be tornadoes. So you guys should feel appreciated because we find that this is more important than getting to the shelter. All right?
Yeah. So, yeah, if something happened, if we lose power, it's been nice.
Which it won't matter because
we'll
still
pick
get
back
it because we're on laptops. Technology!
Oh, yeah.
So Minions came out, blew everything else out of the box office, $115 million. So that's a big deal. And then our favorite, Somebody's at the Door. Not saying they're our favorite.
No.
I'm just saying our favorite. Jurassic World, number two, $18 million.
Yes.
That thing is...
Keep going.
Man, it is. It's going to pass Furious 7, which interestingly enough, I was looking this up, and Furious 7 and Jurassic World... They have Universal Studios as their company. So they're having a great year. They're over $3 billion already worldwide. That's pretty good. But yeah, so those came out. But Minions, pretty fun movie. I would watch that. Although there is some controversy because it sounds like one of the Minions says the F word.
Oh,
I heard that. But he says it in like his Minion voice with his Minion accent. So you
don't really know.
Yeah, you're like,
people
read into
stuff,
it.
Yeah.
But then also, I do know that sometimes people sneak stuff into it because it's like, oh, it sounds like this. So
yeah.
people for shock value.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't like it when people would do stuff for shock value because they're trying to lead you.
There's a lot of old Disney movies that is like hidden stuff. That
yeah, you're
in
like,
there and you're like, oh,
why?
Why'd
you do that,
yeah.
Disney?
So
how's this song look?
Okay, so it's about it's one of those poppy love songs. So when I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, because she says she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she's always in my corner. right there when I want her. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? And I'm like, no, not really, because, oh, I think I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Need her and cheerleader, does that rhyme? Maybe the way he says it. Well, I think yeah. I find myself a cheerleader. She's right there when I need her. So she walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm the wizard of love.
Yeah.
So, and I got the magic wand, and all these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone.
Huh.
So.
Man, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, he's got all these girls.
I mean, the possibility of a lot of girls.
So, yeah.
Well, what type of message does that send?
So he's saying that he gets tempted.
Yep.
But he's like.
Which we all do.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm not going to do that. That's like that. Oh no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but that song you just said earlier. Like, yeah, because it seems like there's more and more songs about staying true to your woman. That's good. But he's like, yeah, all these other girls are like, hey, do I look pretty to you? Do you feel like cheating? And he's like, no, I don't. Like, you might be pretty. Yeah.
Wait for my next song.
Well, but he says this. She gives me love and affection. Baby, did I mention you're the only girl for me? No, I don't need a next one. Mama loves you too. So, parental values, right? Like his mom approves of the relationship.
Yeah.
We talked to a lot of students about that. Like, is it important to have your parents' approval in the relationship? And some are like, no, I don't care what my parents think. But it is important because your parents, you've either messed up their marriages and you've seen that, or they have great marriages and like they can give you advice.
Yeah.
Even if they have bad marriages, they can still give you good advice.
Yeah.
About.
I mean, your parents don't want you to have a screwy life.
And yeah.
They know that relationships, man, those can. So I was one of those people. You're just like, oh, up and down, up and down. I got to be dating. No, I'm not dating anymore. Oh, yeah, I like that girl. Oh, she don't like me. You know, it's like a roller coaster. And so you're so desperate just to find somebody that you don't care. And then you find yourself in a bad relationship with somebody that you shouldn't be with.
Yeah. So listen to your parents because they know. But then
it's long term.
This is this. So mama loves you too. She thinks I made the right selection. Now all that's left to do is just for me to pop the question.
Ooh, so marriage.
Yeah. And so I think I'll find myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. So, like, he says that a lot throughout the song.
Yeah, so supportive.
Yeah, because, like, in a relationship, it's important to have, like, not all the time be a cheerleader, but, like, you got to support one another. Because there's going to be times where, because my wife and I, like, there's going to be things that she will want to do. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that, but I'm going to support her in this. Like, I'm going to be, because, like, we're married, and I love her.
Yeah, it's not just about you, Chris.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, it's all about her.
I don't always know that, but I should know that. Yeah. But, yeah, so, right, like, it's your goal in a relationship is to make each other happy.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Well, that's not the goal. No, but, I mean, that's part of it, right? Like, you want somebody that's going to encourage you
and
build you up. Yeah. But if it's all about, like, my own personal happiness, that's not going to work. So I've got to be able to provide that for somebody else. And so I like that. So
we haven't listened to it yet. So
I haven't.
It could sound terrible.
This is like some weird mixed version. Yeah. So maybe I don't know. From what I read right here, like, there doesn't seem to be any swears. This is the Felix Jehan remix. So I don't know what that means. But I want to end with this. Okay. Wait, do you have something else?
No, I don't know what you wanted to end with. I was just going to start throwing random things out and hope something stuck. Well, all right. We got No Man's Sky. We got Selfless. We've got Me. We've got Prime Day. I can go back to that. I could talk about that all day. Pepsi.
I think you deleted like a bunch of the stuff
I put
on there.
No, I didn't. Okay. I did not. Your computer's just slow. His computer's slow, everybody.
Yeah, well, the internet here is not the greatest.
That's true. It's not. And okay. So we wouldn't even... Do you remember a time when the internet didn't exist?
He does. I do, but it's like, it's hard to think about. It's crazy.
What? I know, right? So, I remember when computers didn't exist.
I remember when I first, got a computer.
Dude, do you remember when we rode horses around to get places?
I don't remember
that. Remember youth camps back in the day?
when it was just like, you survived. If you made it through camp.
All right, here we go. We're actually in the woods.
So... Today they showed, like, there was like a pop quiz for like the 19 and younger crowd.
Oh,
and there
was
a video game that they showed that was the Oregon Trail. And that was like my jam. That was like,
so wait, they showed one. So good. I didn't recognize the one they showed. I must have played a newer version. newer edition.
Oh yeah, I think they're still making new editions of the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, because it's that good.
The Oregon Trail. If you've never played the Oregon Trail, just look it up.
And iPhone. Probably, you can get it on iPhone. Probably. It's a game. Yeah. No, it came out like 2 years ago.
But you had to you had to go on the Oregon Trail. Yeah. And they plugged it like it was an educational game, so that's why teachers let us play it in class. But you were like, it wasn't educational. You named all your people, and you named them like names you didn't like, and you hope they died of a snake bite or dysentery. Oh no, Felix has the consumption. He's dead. I hated Felix. You guys a jerk.
So I didn't do that. Huh. You're a terrible person.
Oh. Then you guys go out hunting buffalo, and you shoot like 400 of them. You're like, you got 8,000 pounds of meat. You can only take 50 back to the wagon.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man. And then I wasted all my ammo.
Yeah. Oh, man. What? Okay. All right. We'll end with that because we've already gone an hour, and we'll try to keep it at that limit. So, hey, thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 15. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
Hey, and send us go rate us on iTunes.
Rate us well.
Send us some love at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. What was the question we asked? Actually, I've got a great question. So if you've made it this far, here's a question I want to know. Is there a movie that like affected you? Like you watched it and you were like, I don't know if it caused you to do something, but it just it like affected you in some way. So if you could let us know that James is falling apart over there. So write that into podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
We'll see you next time and maybe what is a special edition. We'll see. All right. See you. Bye. Podcast Viewfinder.